Blog Talk Radio.
Already getting better.
God bless you on this
beautiful, my God, evening. I thank God for each and every one of you. You know what? It's always a blessing. I don't think it's never going to be a blessing, my God Almighty, without you. You are a blessing. Is the Holy Spirit of the Spirit of God, or is your blessing is leaning in your direction? I dare you, my God, this evening, you go ahead and receive it. You go ahead and thank God for it, because no matter what it looks like, you best to believe that God is in the midst. And we just praise and we thank him on this evening. We send our greetings and our blessings, my God. My God, and we thank God for each and every one of you that is tuned in tonight, whether by internet, whether by broadcast, or however long as you just get in contact with your family, my God, from another mother, another father, another son, whatever, y'all know, we all family, amen. Send a shout out to First Lady. I thank God for my wife, ADM family. God bless you all. I know you guys getting geared up and ready to get ready to receive. Don't jump out the ship. You better stay in the ship if you're ready to receive, if you're going to receive what God has for you. Stay in that ship. Amen. Thank God for our international listeners. We thank God for our families and friends internationally. It's always a blessing, my God, to commune with them. I'm telling you, I just thank God for each and every one of them. It's just a blessing to hear and see Norway, my God, Europe, and see our families and friends, my God, in the United Kingdom, my God, France. We thank God for you, my brothers over there in South Africa. God bless you all. Pastor Cecil, we thank God for you. Hopefully we'll be seeing you this year. We thank God for you all, my God, as well. It's always a blessing, families and friends, and keep on moving in the things of the Lord. And we just thank God for our families and friends right here in the United States of America. We just put an ADM big old hug around each and every one of you. And we just thank God for what he is doing in your life, my God, all over the world. We thank God, and we thank God that we're able to bring something to you, to bring you into a place of growth, place of maturity, my God, into a place where you can understand, a place of encouragement. Keep giving you that drive and keep giving you that pressing on. Amen. You know that you are not alone, and God is here. Amen. I just thank God for he just being here with us. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Listen, I know that our very own Mother Helen got a word for us tonight. Amen. She always blessed our soul with a rhema, a right now word. Amen. Not nothing she feel like or something she heard, but something that she just set in the spirit of the Lord to give us some wisdom. I know you geared up and you're ready. I'm telling you right now, my God, set off the TVs, set everything down. My God, turn up the volume on your phone or volume on your internet or whatever device you're using. My God, and let's get ready to get blessed, get food for our soul. I know many of you need it, you can use it, my God, because you are in the press. But one thing I truly know, you hold on. Payday is coming after a while, my God. But before we get ready to jump into that, we're going to bless God for our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle Temple. First of all, I come to you, Heavenly Father, giving Jesus Christ the honor. He's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Apostle Temple. I give honor to Lakeisha Benson. I give honor to Pastor Smith and to Pastor Barbara Smith. And to each and every one of you at ADM, and every mother, and everyone that's tuned in today. We come to the throne of thanksgiving, my Heavenly Father, once more, God. We thank you, God, how you allowed this morning when you raised us up, and yet and still you get us in the palm of your hand, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every man of God this morning, every woman of God. We cry out, God, once more, God. Oh, God, keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Let them continue to cry out your truth like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we sit at the table today, out of our sin, out of our, oh, God, Help us, God. Help us to be all that it comes to the most, that we can be in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us to the most, God, and out to our truth in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out today. We lift up every heavy head that it is to the most, come to the most. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, give them strength, God. Give us our strength, God, to press on like never before, God. Give us strength. Give us strength, God, to all come to the boat, God, just to say yes to your will, God. Let us stand that. Let us stand still, huh, and see the salvation of the Lord today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us realize there's no reason to give up. There's some more reason just to press on, God, knowing that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to create in us in a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. Keep us clean in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us lay before you like never before, God. Let us realize out of our Sunday. Oh, let us realize today it is time to call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus today. That's the only one can help you. That's the one can bring you out your situation. That's the one can be a mind regulator for you. That's the one can be a heart fixer. I'm going to come to you today. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, I cry out. Oh, for the whole nation, God. I lift this nation up to you, God, like never before, God. I ask you, God, to come in my today. Turn situation around. Turn their mindsets around, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Where it's hate, God, put love in the heart, God. In the name of Jesus. Let us begin to love one another like never before. In the name of Jesus. Let us run this race with patience, God. In let us constantly have a praise upon our lips, God. And a melody in our hearts, God. Let us praise you and thank you for all things, God. Oh, God, we come today, God, with humble hearts, God. Asking you to have your way, God. Move us out the way out of our Sunday, because we can't do nothing without you. But we realize one thing, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. I come to the bullshit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, on the bullshit, God, that your perfect will be done. And I know we have heard about that. Oh, thank you, Jesus, today, God. Touch somebody today, God. Touch every internet, every telephone, God. Every computer today, God. God, touch in the mighty name of Jesus, God, my heart. Oh, God, turn every mind around, God. Let their minds be focused on you, God, and eyes on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them realize no matter what comes to God, we need to stand on the solid rock. The solid rock is Jesus today, God. Oh, put all your trust in it. If you put all of your trust in it, everything will be all right. Oh, God, even going through the trials and tribulations, God. Oh, God, we stand about that now. We still have the joy of the Lord in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for working every situation out. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize ain't nothing too hard for you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord, I pray today, God, that you strengthen the Lord, strength to bodies in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you for your strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to burn us with your Holy Ghost, God. Continue to put the fire in our feet, God, that we'll run like never before, God. That we'll run to the mountains. Tell everybody about you, Jesus. Tell us the man in town. He's saving. He's delivering. How about Sunday? He's standing the captain free. He's making a way out of nowhere. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell somebody that you're a mind worker, God. That you're a heart fixer today, God. We thank you for all things, God. Continue, God, to take us higher in you, God. Let it come. Continue to let you guide us and lead us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let us continue to cry out, how about Sunday, that Jesus is here. He's here, huh? He's here, just call the name of Jesus. Just bow down to him. Lay down your burden. Lay your burden down towards the crowd, huh? Today, how about Sunday, because your heart, we can't carry these burdens. They are too heavy for us, but it's one man can. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We glorify your name, dear God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let the perfect will be done, God. Do today we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
God, we give you praise. We give you praise. Our souls say yes unto you tonight. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us is not going to prosper. I know you're in your homes, you're in your living room. You might be on your job. I dare you to take 30 seconds, stop what you're doing, and just give God his praise and give God a thank you, because if it have not been for him on your side, if it have not been him for working on your side, you might not see what's going on. You might not know what's going on. It might not seem like it ain't nothing going on. But I'm telling you right now, if you hold out, payday is coming. Payday just about at your doorstep. Payday is coming. God got a blessing with your name on it. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the refreshing of the Holy Ghost as you begin to pour out in our homes, pour out in our jobs, pour out wherever we are, God, to keep us refreshed, keep us in power, keep us pressing, God. We thank you, and we say it to ourselves, and we say this to our spirit, we can do it, we will do it, we can make it, we're going to make it, we are not going to allow nothing to stop us. You ain't going to this far to leave us. Our soul say yes, our heart say yes, our mind said yes. We give you the glory tonight. We give you the praise tonight. We thank you that we in a paradigm shift. We receive it. We in a change. We receive it. We whatever you can't come, we receive it. In the name of Jesus, somebody need to praise God tonight. Somebody need to tell God, thank you.
It is so. Everything that God promised. anything that God said, it will be so. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to give God a praise tonight. I got a praise in my soul. I got a praise in my spirit. I got a praise down inside of me that the world is giving and the world is taking. It ain't going to take it away. I'm not going to allow you to take it away. The devil is not going to steal this one here. He's not going to allow you to steal this one. No, 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 no. I got to praise him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody need a face. Oh, yeah, you need a give a face. Oh, yes. You ain't going through that hell for nothing. You ain't going through that for nothing. You give God a praise. And you're going to sit yourself right down in a pool. You're going to sit yourself right down in a house. You getting up and jumping out, it's over. The Holy Ghost is going to put seatbelt on you because it's ordained for you to be blessed this evening. It's ordained for you to have more than enough this year. It's ordained to get yourself down and see the salvation of the Lord go to work for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, sit down in the spirit. Sit down naturally. The salvation of the Lord is at work. Let the angels of the Lord go to work for you. Let somebody go to work for you. It will be so. My God, I give you a glory, God. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord. For our souls say yes. Oh, yes. We got a yes praise. We got a yes praise. And we ain't going to, my God Almighty, my God, I heard that you say turn down for what? I'm not turning down. You can't turn down. Don't you dare turn down. It is due to you, and you will be so. You're going to recover all. God got it. It will be so. My God, I'm right. Hallelujah. But God, I prophesy tonight before I turn it over, I prophesy that your joy is going to be repaired. Everyone that is listening by the sound of my voice, where your joy has been hit, your joy has been damaged, your peace has been hit, your peace has been damaged. We prophesy in the Holy Ghost that your joy is going to be repaired in the name of Jesus. Your peace is going to be repaired in the name of Jesus. Your word is coming off of you. You're not going to tell it stress. You're not going to tell it variation like it said in 2018. The devil is a liar. You might as well tell him he ain't. You might as well tell him you ain't no horse. And this ain't no cowboy situation. You are not going to ride me anymore. You can run now in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, you'll battle with you because I'm going to ride with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will be so. It is so. Come on, I see. Come on. Lord, I see. Lord, I see.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Some of you need to just take a few minutes, my God, and just stop and thank you. How God been good to you. You don't get through situation worse than this, and he don't block you out. Some of you need to stop and think. God ain't bring you this far to leave you. You need to stop and think. It don't matter what the nations say, because at the end of the day, it matters what God say. Because it was left up to the nations, you won't be praising God right now. If it was up to the nations, you won't be living in your, you won't be living right now. It ain't about the nations, it's about God. So you might as well give him a praise, at the end of the day, that's the one you can turn to anyway. You go ahead and praise his holy name. Hallelujah. It is so. Yes, sir. It will be so. Yes, sir. My God, hallelujah. It is so. I pray the Holy Ghost right now. If many of you don't seize this moment, if you choose this moment, this moment as the Holy Ghost begins to move, I can tell us where you are. If you seize this moment right now, I feel the Holy Ghost bringing respiration back to your spirit. Every area that is sick, every area feels so damaged, it feels so too much weight, too much, my God, a burden. You feel so in your love and a hope that you're holding on to, it's helping to go out the door. I feel the Holy Ghost releasing restoration in your house, my God, where you are, it does God, that manna, God, I feel that anointing of corn, the power of corn moving around now, and will be so in the name of Jesus. You give him a praise, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
My God, I feel the power of God. Yes, Lord. My God, I feel the power of God. Yes, Lord. I don't know. Sometimes I mess up with etiquette. But I want as many as you can. Many as you can. Tomorrow morning, you meet me on the ass tomorrow morning. I got something I want to show you. I got something I want to tell you. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost want to show you something. The Holy Ghost want to tell you something. Amen. My God, you meet me. Call your mama. Call your daddy. Call your auntie. Whoever. My God, I might. Because I'm telling you, it's ordained for you to be blessed this year. It's ordained for things to turn around this year. It's going to be. So that's why the enemy is mad. That's why the enemy is kicking up a lot of fuss. Don't think it's strange what's going on in the government system right now. Don't think it's strange, because before God begins to release, when the enemy sends, then it's a great turnaround coming away. He's trying to knock you off your game. He's going to see, he's going to release a famine. He's going to release everything he can to knock you off your game. But I feel the Holy Ghost as the word of God says, faith that waits upon the Lord, say, my God Almighty, your strength will be renewed. You shall mount like an eagle. You will fly. You will maintain in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, all I got to do is I hold out and let the Lord fight my battle. Just the reason. Can I tell some of the folks that is listening to us tonight, that is working for the government? If you're home, my God, and let the Lord fight your battle. What are you going to do? What the enemy is talking about? Let me tell some of my government what the force and pain that I've been laying on their own is not going to pay yet. I know that Jesus, Mr. God, is your provider. And this is the season, this is the time. So you're going to see that it wasn't the government taking care of you. I'm going to take care of you. Say, I shall say, you're going to know that it's a Jehovah Jireh. You're going to know that he's a father. He is a father. Hallelujah. It is so. It will be so. Hallelujah. My God, when the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. It is so. Don't you allow nobody. Don't you put your head. Don't you look down. All my brothers and sisters, my God, I'm laid on. You're not looking at. Don't you look for that hero which coming your help. Don't you look. You ask God in your way. You ask God to go. In your darkest time, God will raise up a light outside of you. He's going to supply your every need. Hallelujah. 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 We'll be so. It will be so. No weapon formed against you is not for a prosper. There's no doubt in hell. I can tell that what his position may be. He cannot overpower the light. He cannot overpower the word of the Lord. It will not work. It's not going to work.
Amen.
If you're ready to meet me, I'm going to get ready to turn it over to my mother. But if you're not connected, my brothers and sisters in the government system, what is that going through this famine? If you're not connected, we want you to be connected, because there's no financial security. Only thing that's secure when we ain't God. That's the only thing that's secure. That's the only thing.
And so
I know he got you. I know he got you. I know it's a way. I know God's going to see you. I know, because every time I get up every Sunday or I see my 8 years family, I know God is there. I know God is good. God don't make a way. God will deliver. God, my God Almighty. Yes, sir, he will do it.
He will
do it. Hallelujah. 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 I got to give God a thanks. Y'all stay encouraged. You stay encouraged and know that this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord. And I pray that everyone put their minds off of number 45 in the seat and put their minds on the Lord, because this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. No one cannot win this battle. When the Lord steps in, you best believe we are our winners. And it's a matter of time when you see the reward. Amen. Amen. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, it's just a bonus, a sensation right now. I'm telling you, saints of God, you just been empowered, you be encouraged, and we are not going to stop it here. My God, we're going to let our very own Mother Helen, she's going to rub your head and get ready to touch you on the end. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless, Mother.
God bless you. God bless you. I just have to. Had to come back to my place. I was running around in my living room. Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank God, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. First, I give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life, to Apostle Temple Spencer,
hallelujah.
Pastor, First Lady Lakeisha, Queen of the House, to Pastor James Smith, Pastor Barbara Smith, to all of the mothers, the jewels of the house, to evangelists, to praise team, the children, everyone that it takes up to make up the ADM family. I greet you with peace and love. And to everybody under the sound of my voice, United States, international, locally, I greet you with love and peace.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I never have heard a message, I don't think for a while, that just stuck with me is the one that Pastor spoke on Sunday. And then last night, evangelist Anita Ponton came from the 91st Psalm and was a favorite. And I just gonna put my own spin on it tonight and let you know, get rid of your undivided heart and mind. When you're in a comeback zone, don't give up. Don't let one bad experience cause you to want to throw in the towel. Just tie a knot in the rope and hang on. I'm going to be coming from the New English Version, because I really want everybody, wasn't it ADM? I wish it could have been, but I want everybody to get this. I want them to know why when they come to that altar, if they clean up, leave it there, that it's nothing that God will withhold from you. It's the 16 days into the new year, and I know that some of us have already been in a combat zone. Things have come up on us. But yes, if you hold out, you'll get the victory. Coming from the third chapter of Zechariah. In another vision, the Lord showed me the high priest Joshua standing before the angel of the Lord. And beside Joshua stood Satan, ready to bring an accusation against him. The angel of the Lord said to Satan, "May the Lord condemn you, Satan. May the Lord who loves Jerusalem condemn you. This is a man like a stick snatched from the fire." And that means whatever you're going through, if you give it to God, if you be willing to get back on the potter's wheel and let him make you and mold you. God is looking for people that have been dirty, their clothes are dirty, full of sin, have been on drugs, drunks, whatever. God can make you clean from the inside. And it goes on to say, Joshua was standing there wearing filthy clothes. The angel said to his heavenly attendants, "Take away the filthy clothes this man is wearing." Then he said to Joshua, "I have taken away your sins and will give you new clothes to wear. That is just so wonderful to know. When you hear that, that means don't hang your head down. Don't magnify your problems. Turn it over to the Lord. Let him make you and mold you. Some of the things that we have to know. Know your moment. What is that, OG? Come to the realization that it's nothing you can do, but only God can help you. Go through your house
Amen.
And say, Lord, do it. Because the promises of God comes with conditions. Will you love God enough to do what's right? Are you continuing to be a people pleaser? No. Look at what Paul told the people in Galatians 1 and 10. He said, does this sound if I'm trying to win human approval? No, indeed. What I want is God's approval. Am I trying to be popular with people? If I were still trying to do so, I would not be a servant of Christ. You can't be a people pleaser. You got to come to a place in your life where you say, for God I live and for God I die. You can't look to the left or to the right. You can't let what people do or say stress you out, because only God can do what we need him to do in our life. Can you acknowledge your sins? Or do you always blame the other person for what you went through or how you felt? Maybe you suffered from rejection. Maybe somebody disappointed you or deceived you. But you cannot go around and just taking it out on people, being rude, bad behavior. I refuse to let anybody's bad behavior steal my peace. Because peace, your inner peace, is when you know what you know, that you love God with all your heart and your mind and your soul. Stress comes from trying to do all of the things on your own. But peace comes when you put it all in God's hand. What's coming out of your mouth? Do you magnify your problems? Do every time you open your mouth, you talking about what's going on in your life, instead of thanking God for waking you up in the morning time? As a clay is in the potter's hand, so are we in his hands. If he finds a servant willing to humble himself, it requires zeal. He looks for someone he can fill with the Holy Spirit. God uses holy vessels. Yes. So he finds those who will allow him to remove that impurity. It's not noble to be on the potter's wheel. I don't know if you ever been to the country fair a long time ago. You would see these people demonstrating the potter's wheel, and they would have this clay in a bowl, and they would spin it real fast, just spinning, 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 for as long as they needed it to spin. That's who we are on the potter's wheel. He can spin, spin, till he make us whole, but you got to allow him to do this. Will you acknowledge your mistakes? Does it matter who was right or wrong? Because you're trying to enter the kingdom of God, and time is not long as it has been. Does it do any good to defend who's right or wrong? If somebody says something you didn't like or somebody was rude, it's just like the pastor said, look at the person in their spirit. You don't know what they come from. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what's going on. Many times, and most of the times, people have not got delivered from past hurts. Things that happened in their childhood follow them into adulthood. So then you got to be just like Jesus. You got to learn how to forgive and forget. When he went to that cross, he took all our sins, all our hang-ups. He was beat, spit on, all kind of things, just for me, Lord, just for me. So why can't I forgive someone, even though they may have wronged me? But who are we going to be like Jesus? We have to love like never before.
Amen.
We have to forgive like never before. Don't let your pride rob you of the wisdom to come and acknowledge your mistakes. You will ultimately grow if you can acknowledge them. Just say, oh, I have needs. I have something on the inside of me. And God, only you I know can remove that. If you have habits, we all know what the habits are. Some of us drink, some of us smoke, some of us do other things. But that's not the greatest habit. That's not the greatest sin or mistake. What about your nasty attitude when you don't have the gall to just tell somebody, excuse me, thank you, can I help you, is anything wrong, can I just love on you? What about those habits? What about those things? Lord, clean us up on the inside, because God knows all about you. I'm going to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, dropping down to the 12th verse. They say the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and thoughts of the heart. There's nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all creation is exposed and lies before his eyes. So nothing is hid, nothing under the sun. With that being said, God knows you. He knew you before you came out of your mother's womb. He saw all the ugly things you said and you did, but yet he still loved you. He was just waiting for you to humble yourself, come to him and say, Lord, I can't do this. Lord, I need you. Lord, clean me up. Lord, when I come to the altar, let me receive what God has to offer me at the altar. When you leave out from the altar and go home, do you go back to your ways? Do you go back to your sin? Do you go back to your thoughts? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Lean not to your own understanding, but just acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And last but not least, once you've acknowledged God, once you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, not just have an experience, but ask God for an encounter with him. When you have that encounter with God, all things will drop off of you. You'll be a new creature. You will see what Jesus sees. You will say what Jesus says. You will love like the Bible say love. You will have long suffering, peace, joy, understanding of your fellow man. All of these things will drop off of you. You'll be walking in the newness of the Lord. And beginning at the 11th verse on the 91st Psalm, he said, God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands. Dropping down to the 14th verse, God say, I will save those who love me and will protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call me, I will answer them. When they in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life. I will save them. Isn't that good to know? That no matter what you've done, no matter what background, what ethnic you are, black, brown, white, or black, God loves us all unconditionally. He said he will reward you with long life. He will save you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Amen. And just before that, I give you my nugget for the night. Find you something to write on, and I want you to write these words down, H-A-D. No matter how many steps you have taken away from God, it only takes one step to get back. Do not turn down God's grace and mercy. If you've written down H-A-D, we know that word is had. We use that in a sentence. We say, well, I had a cold, or I had a fever, or I had $5, or I had nothing. Well, we're going to take that and use that as an inspirational thing with God. H-A-D means he always delivers. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus, because he never leaves us. He's always with us. So tonight I said, get rid of the divided heart and the mind, and think on Jesus, who's the author and the finish of all our lives. God bless you, and I hope this word has encouraged someone on tonight. Back in the hands to Apostle Spencer.
Amen, amen. There you have it. I told you our very own Mother Helen going to tuck you in tonight. Amen, amen. Say so, God. Plain and simple, get in the place of God and stay there. Don't allow anything to bring you out of it. Don't even allow yourself, allow different things. You stay right there. Then the story of Zechariah, you're with the man of God. You know, the Bible explains to us how he was wrong. He was in fault. He was he had all this different stuff going on in his life, because it talks about his garment. It talks about the terebin that is on his head needed to be replaced. His garment was dirty. You know, it talks about all that. But before Satan was able to accuse or to bring gossip, my God, to God, what happened is the angel of the Lord came in the midst and cut it off and stopped it right there. Why? Regardless of what he went through or how hard it was, he stayed walking with God. I don't care how hard it is or what you go through. You keep walking with the Lord. And guess what? I got something to tell you. Don't worry about your haters, because before he even figured to heaven or come out their mouth, God already stopped it. It ain't even going up to heaven. So you don't have nothing to worry about, because God is the one that's going to keep you taken care of. He's going to take care of you. Get in the house. Stay there. Get in the will of God. Stay there. Don't allow nothing to bring you out. Don't allow anything to bring you from that place. Get there. Stay there. And if you need to be cleaned up, guess who's going to do it? God got somebody already positioned, called the angels of the Lord. They're going to help you. As the Holy Ghost lead, it's going to help you to get cleaned up. All you need to do, take a seat and let God be your pilot. Amen? Amen. What a word, our Mother Helen. Amen. My God, I just feel so fired up right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm about ready to hit this broadcast and go another 2 or 3 more hours, because I feel fired up. I can sense in the spirit that it's many people, my God almighty, that they have this unstoppable excitement going on inside of them, that, you know what, it's so energizing, and I can feel you in the spirit. I'm very sensitive to the spirit, and I can feel many of you in the spirit that you saying, no matter what, I'm going to keep going through. I recognize what this is that is happening in my life. I recognize many of you saying that, and you're saying that I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in a towel. I can feel you, and I just want to let you know, if I can feel you, God can feel you. The Holy Ghost is feeling you, and I want to let you know, you just hold on, because just this crazy, bald-headed preacher sitting up here yelling and hooping and hollering, you trust me, it's a payday coming. It's a payday coming. I'm not saying this to hype you up, saying this to get a donation, saying it to get an offering. It's what the Holy Ghost is saying. I know what's going on in the world, but you got to understand, I don't belong to the world. I belong to the spirit. I'm in the house of God, and everything in the house, like we talked about Sunday, it look different than what the world is going on. It look different than what's taking place, because what I see taking place, it's a blessing finna come with your name on it. My God, you like to see that it's all kinds of trouble, but I see victory. I see that God has got some, my God, I see celebration. I see that it's something finna turn. I see
see something different. And I pray tonight that God give you a revelation. He'll give you, my God Almighty, a vision to see in the spirit realm, and you won't be displaced about what's going on now. You're going to be joyful because you got expectation and you're ready for your pocket to show up at the door. I don't know about you. I think I need to go and get ready for my pocket to show up at my door. Y'all better hear me. My God Almighty, I got that. You get ready for your, that's what the devil wants you to do. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to go back and handle things how you handled it last year. He wants you to go back into a pity party. He wants you to go back and hold your head down and go to complaining. But how many of you know, and I can feel you in the spirit, that you saying that 3 years a liar is nothing but God Almighty behind me. Everything is ahead of me, and I'm going to keep walking towards my God, the Lord. I'm going to keep walking. Man, I gotta get out of here. Lord have mercy. Mother Jackson, Mother Helen, I got to go, my God, because I feel a praise break, ready to break off in my kitchen, ready to break off in my lips. I can't wait to get KBM on Sunday. I got to praise God right now. I might get there on Sunday and shout it all out. I might praise all y'all, but I hear me. I got to praise God right now because, oh, my God, the heaven is just not finna kill birth. The heaven is finna get ready to kill birth. It's finna pop open. I'm gonna open up the windows of heaven and pour you out of breath. Let me say this. I gotta go. I'm gonna say this, and I'm finna go. My God, we're talking about it Sunday. My God, I'm finna go. I promise you all. I'm not gonna do it like we do on preachers. They close by 10, 20 times. No, we're not gonna do that. But I promise, I'm finna go. I'm gonna say this. Listen, before the rain comes, the Bible talks about the form in the latter rain. Before the rain come, it causes the air or the atmosphere, it get disturbed. My God, it brings forth dark clouds. The sun doesn't shine like it's supposed to. My God, the atmosphere gets unstable. And you might hear a little rumbling here and there that is called thunder. Amen. It gets very unstable. And just a matter of time, when the atmosphere gets unstable, then comes the rain. And when the rain comes, it brings an outpouring. So the cloud is showing you that it is full. It's not ready for the give birth. And when the birth takes place, the rain comes out. Can I tell you something? Many of you, you're going through because the atmosphere of the heavens is having birth. My God, it's not ready for the give birth. That's why it's unstableness. That's why it's, my God, turbulence is going on. Because it's been a rain in your life. It's going to be an outpouring in your life. The Bible says it's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour. Y'all got to hear me. I like that in the spirit. And pour, you out, my God, I got to go. And pour, you out a blessing. Hallelujah. So it's not what you see. Hallelujah. It's what the spirit realm is trying to tell you. It's not what you see. It's not what you hear. It's about what the spirit realm trying to tell you. And it say, try the spirit by the natural. Try the spirit by the spirit. My God Almighty. My God, I got to go. Heavens is already finna give birth. Heavens give birth. You don't have too many miscarriages in the spirit. You don't have too many abortions in the spirit. You're not going to have no more miscarriages. You're not going to have no more abortions. Heaven is ready to give birth with your name on it. Heaven is ready to give birth. My God, I'm not after you, the Holy Ghost. We got to get out of here. Listen, you all. My God, listen, saints and friends, we thank God for you once again. I'm about ready to just go ahead and run and do whatever I got to do. Holler, my God, well, when I get off the air, I'm going to go ahead and do that anyway because heaven is about to give birth, and I want to make sure I'm positioned, and I want to make sure that I'm in a set timing of God, so I won't miss the timing of the birth, doing whatever I want to do in a birth came place, I wasn't in the delivery room. I want to be in the delivery room. I want to be right on time. Y'all got to hear me. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to be late. Don't let him cause you to be late with that other stuff. You get in the delivery room because heaven's going to get ready to give birth, and you are God Almighty. You just get ready for what God has for you. Listen, it's been a blessing, my God. We're going to jump back into this tomorrow morning. We're going to dig our legs in, our feet in it. You know how you cook so good, and ooh, you don't put your foot up in this. Well, we're going to let the Holy Ghost cook us some breakfast so good tomorrow morning till he don't put his foot up in that. Y'all got to hear me, my God Almighty, because I don't know about you, but I know that the heaven is having contraction. It's having contraction pain. That's why you're feeling it. That's why you're starting to experience something, because it's going to get a word to where the opening up of the windows of heaven is going to pour out. My God Almighty, I got to get out of here. I'm not going to close again. I think I made my last closing. My God, in the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss it. You got to call your mom and them, auntie and them, grandma and them, tell them to get ready, because we're going to have no buttermilk biscuits. We're going to have all that good waffle tomorrow in the spirit. I want you to meet me at the table tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You go ahead and be blessed.
It sings in every key to those who have survived. In fog with tears in their eyes, oh, worrying won't get you very far. But every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta pray.